Yeah, you know, the government position on these targeted sanctions has been very clear. We have been talking to the United Nations about the sanctions, the looming sanctions, that the sanctions will not help the efforts that the government of the Republic of South Sudan is doing to increase in the country. And that these targeted sanctions in the end, you know, are going to derail the efforts eventually, and that it is important that those sanctions be left. And we need the support here. It has been the message that the government that has been, you know, reiterating all around. And I think when the UN team came here to Juba to come and see the eyes what has been happening, they met the government officials, and we have been clear to them that this is the situation the government is in and the country is in, and that sanctions will not help. It is important that this country is supported so that it brings peace to the people of South Sudan.
The U.S. has proposed targeted sanctions on 6 individuals, 3 from the government and 3 from the opposition. Have there been a formal communication where the government has written to the United Nations Security Council or Sanctions Committee to actually not be sanctioning these individuals?
Yes, it has been done. The government has been clear on this. We have sent some correspondence. We talked about this issue, that targeted sanctions that coming up with the UN Security Council are not the solution. And I think we were hoping that the United Nations will listen to what the government proposal is. It is for the benefit of peace. There's no any other thing apart from that, and the government has been clear about that. And I think even if the sanctions go on, I think it's going to be another element of the process, and it will not help.
Yes. How will these sanctions, if imposed, affect especially the efforts to bring peace in the country?
I think help with the international community and with the help of regions. This government now is doing what it takes. You have seen some steps have been taken to unify the party and the response, these steps by the region. It's been a positive response. Although the last meeting between the President of the Republic of South Sudan and the rebel leader has been gone well, as was expected. But there has been an effort to find out a solution quickly, so that the peace is achieved. And I think the help of the national community is very important in this, because it will bring the 2 parties into a very, very fruitful dialogue. And when these sanctions are on, I think it is going to delay the efforts. And I think the international community needs the efforts to go through. The delay money is not for the benefit of anybody, but the international community or the people of South Sudan.
The government on many occasions have really opposed these sanctions on individuals who they say actually are trying to hinder the efforts to bring peace to the country. Do you think if this sanction imposed, it will affect the country whatsoever? Because in the end, it is individuals who will be sanctioned and not the country as such.
Sanctioning individual, of course, in the government, now you are actually sanctioning the government, because these individuals may be people that hold positions that that the government rely on in terms of the uniform service. And if you are targeting them not to move, for example, or not to do they usually do to support the government, then you have actually indirectly sanctioned the government, and you have delayed the delivery of service to the people of South Sudan. And I think targeted sanction, of course, it may be assumed as if it is all individuals, but those individuals are government officials, and their activity in the government is very important. So I think it is not also good.